Today, a presidential commission opened 2 days of hearings on the BP Gulf of Mexico blowout. They saw a picture of a piece of pipe from the deepwater well site that had literally been sandblasted to shreds by the force of the material coming out of the well. The presidential commission on the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill and offshore drilling had heard its chief counsel, Fred Bartlett, reveal his findings about the spill and quiz executives of BP and its contractors about whether they agreed or disagreed with those findings. Bartlett says it does not look as if anyone involved with the well was deliberately taking safety risks to save money. BP and its contractors Halliburton and Transocean have deep disagreements about what caused the blowout, and Bartlett said one way to get to the bottom of these disagreements would be to have subpoena power to get testimony under oath and be able to cross-examine witnesses. But that's something that Congress has so far not given the commission, and its report is due in January. Halliburton was responsible for the cement that was used to cap the well. That cement failed. Oil, gas, and sand came right through it. Halliburton contends the cement might have worked better if BP had done more to keep the center part of the well separate from the casing. Transocean was the drilling contractor. It is conducting an internal investigation of the incident. And today, Transocean Special Projects Director Bill Ambrose shared some of the results, including a picture of the pipe that was not completely pinched off by blowout preventer, or BOP, located at the wellhead. He told Bartlett that in a matter of just a couple of minutes, it was simply shredded by the force of the material swirling out.
The eroded area there that you see in the middle, we believe that this piece was closed in that upper annular of the riser of the BOP. And you know, this is what happened when they closed the BOP. The hook load, if you look at that trend.
Please tell what the commission what the hook load is.
Hook load is the weight of the drill string,
right,
that you can measure. The hook load decreased during this period of time where everything started happening fast, fluids started moving quickly. And this particular tool joint, which was positioned, we believe, originally between the two annulars, the upper and the lower annular, moved upward into the upper annular. And when he closed the annular, there are actually some metal fingers that position that and squeeze that closed, that the fingers contacted the tool joint and then caused this washing or erosion to occur and allow flow to continue.
Was the annular here, and this is gas rushing past the annular that did this, or is it the other way around?
That's correct, gas and fluid. It would have been moving from left to right on the picture.
Okay, so the annular is here. It's closed or part closed, but some gases are getting through it. And these gases and the sands they carry with them are so powerful, they just eroded this piece of steel. Is this carbon steel?
It's a S-135 PSI material, yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
PSI.
Yeah,
and this happened in
like
several minutes.
Yeah.
This is just several minutes.
This gives us an idea what a couple of minutes of these sands coming up here can do to steel like this.
That was Spill Commission Chief Counsel Fred Bartlett questioning Transocean Executive Bill Ambrose. The hearings continue tomorrow in Washington.